scale of 1 to 10, how would you say the whole move from Buffalo to Winnipeg has gone for you two guys?
It's gone pretty well. You know, ever since we came in, the guys have been really good with, you know, making the adjustment as easy as possible. And, you know, the way these guys play the game, we noticed it right away. It's the right way to play. And, you know, just talking with Drew, we're both really happy to be a part of it.
Could you have dreamed of this kind of offensive production for the both of you, really?
You know, when I stepped in, I was just focused on trying to work as hard as I could, and you know, I had never been through anything like that before, so it was a little hectic. It was new for me, so I was just going out there and, you know, trying to give it my all. And, you know, I think the way we're coached and the system we run and how all the guys are on the same page, it, you know, it sets up everyone in the room to get the most out of what they can do.
Plays that frees you up to jump in from time to time?
Well, for one, we, you know, we go on the attack quite a bit. You know, a lot of good players in the room. Everyone's on the same page systematically, which allows, you know, for more puck possession, it seems. And, you know, all the D have the green light to jump when we can. But I think, you know, one thing I've noticed is, you know, all the guys have done a pretty good job not forcing it and jumping in at the right time. So, you know, we'll have to continue that.
What kind of reinforcement do you get for the way you go about things when you have three straight games like you have as a team?
In terms of what, sorry?
Well, you know, those are pretty, I think, pretty system precise performances three times in a row. Is that kind of reward what you're trying to do?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, you know, even the past couple weeks, we've stayed pretty consistent, playing our system hard, and you know, we're gonna have to continue that consistency to, you know, keep ourselves in the position we're in to make the playoffs. And but, you know, you can feel there's a lot of confidence in our room right now, and you know, we're playing to win. We're not playing scared to lose, and that's what we need to do.
1-3 in a row, yet you still got 11 to go, and the hold on the spot is tenuous still. So what's the mood that way?
You know, we expected to be tight all the way to the end. You know, we're a team that believes that, you know, we can do some damage in the playoffs, but, you know, we got to get in first. So it's, I'm sure we'll go back and forth a little bit here till the end. But, you know, I think if we focus on what we have to do, like we have been the last, you know, week, 2 weeks, you know, we'll keep ourselves in the position to go and, you know, make a playoff spot.
So does the confidence come more from playing the way you know you need to play than it does from specifically what might happen at the end of the night score-wise?
Yeah, I think, you know, I definitely think there's some desperation in our game, for sure, given the position we're in. And, you know, it almost seems like, you know, all of us know there's no room to take nights off here. So, you know, we've come out, especially the last few games, very hard. And, you know, it's an approach we're going to have to stick with going forward.